cloudy, dark morning. In fact, it's starting to sprinkle. But I'm going to stay out for a while. I think if it doesn't rain too hard, it might be interesting for birding. I'm around the Clearwater Lake area. Ahead of me, I hear evening grosbeaks. If I get closer, I think that sound will be much more distinct. I'm actually not real close to these evening grosbeaks, but that whistle is fairly clear. They're in a large white pine, a little bit distant from me. But anybody who has feeders in Cook County will probably have, at some time, evening grosbeaks, and usually in pretty good numbers. They make that sort of loud twirp sound. Not particularly musical. They're also fun to have at feeders. They're very active feeders. The colors always startle people who have never seen them, because they're yellow and black and white. I mean, they're very, very outstanding birds. The males, of course, are the brighter of the pair, and the females much more muted in color, and the young birds the same as the females. But they're wonderful birds to have at feeders. They're just a colorful addition to everybody's winter. They nest up here, so they can be found up here in the summer as well. What's coming through right now is a little flock of chickadees. I see a downy woodpecker. It's always nice to kind of stop and see what's with the flock of chickadees, because quite often other things travel with chickadees. I just see black caps right now and that one downy woodpecker. But I hear the kind of chit-chit-chit sound of a ruby-crowned kinglet. It's getting very late in the season, so not many of those little guys left. Most of them have already migrated. I see the kinglet. There, he went chit-chit-chit. Kind of a scold sound. The kinglet's just not making much noise. Ruby-crowned kinglets look kind of like warblers, but they're a different bird altogether. They're small and energetic, and they have a lovely song in the summer, and they nest up here. They're called ruby-crowned kinglets because they actually do have a little ruby patch on their crown, but that doesn't show very often. Mostly they're just kind of little greenish birds. Very interesting. I wish you would say something, but I don't think that's going to happen. Too cold and too dark, maybe. He should be on his way further south. Well, I guess I'm going to stop for today. It is getting a bit damp. This is Molly Hoffman from the Clearwater area for WTIP.